Welcome to Watford and the National Hospital Radio Awards 2016, celebrating all that's great in hospital broadcasting. Starting our ceremony tonight, we go to my old home, the studios of BBC Radio 2, and the lovely Ken Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Dennicote. Very kind indeed. As you can see, I am here at BBC Radio 2. They look after me wonderfully here. They take me out every so often and let me see the outside world. Sadly, I can't get as far as Watford at the moment. I know you're having a lovely time there. I wish I could be with you, but I can't this time. However, all the very best to you. If you're up for an award, well done. If you're not up for an award, it'll be you next year. Don't worry about it, definitely. Have a great evening. Sorry I can't be with you, but enjoy yourselves.
Tonight, we honour the work of volunteers up and down the country. Are you ready to celebrate? Please give a huge Watford welcome to your host tonight, Sean Dunderdale.
Hello, Watford. I was beginning to wonder whether I would ever get up here, but here we are. Good evening. Welcome to Watford and the National Hospital Radio Awards for 2016. I thought we weren't doing this anymore. This was meant to be, last year was our last year. Remarkably, it's 10 years ago this weekend that a drunken Ian and I said, do you know, we could do the awards, we can organise them, and, you know, it can't be that much hard work, and we've certainly both aged. Him more than me, but anyway. We are a glutton for punishment. I had a misspell on my script. But we're here all the same, so welcome to Ian and Mine's Encore. We are back for one more year. What a year it's been. Oh, thank you. Three people clapping. That's good. It's been an amazing year. We've seen a huge restructure of the HBA. Ivan Brackenbury showed us how not to do it. Even Alan Deck have been talking about us with Simon Cowell listening to Hospital Radio and not liking the playlist, apparently, a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you saw that on their show. But we have seen stations going from strength to strength. We have seen the HBA going from strength to strength. And what about the research? What have you made of the research that you saw this afternoon and these postcards? How wonderful is that? Thank you, Jenny. If anyone ever asks you whether Hospital Radio is still needed, whether there's a point of Hospital Radio, please smack them around the face with this postcard, because it clearly is, and it clearly is doing a fantastic job, and that is what we are celebrating tonight. Round of applause for everybody involved in Hospital Radio. What a weekend it's been as well. Top marks to our conference team, who are dotted around the room. They do it all in their spare time. Much of what they do goes unnoticed. So please, appreciation again for your conference team for this weekend. And tonight, again, wouldn't be possible without a few special people. It's more than just Ian and I. Thank you to Keith and Kath, who Kath will be from Scunthorpe, will be handing the trophies over today. Keith has been working on the graphics. It's remarkable. Kath isn't actually a member of Hospital Radio. She is married to Keith, who is. And she puts in so many hours to make sure that, you know, this event goes well. She sometimes goes and uses the health facilities like the swimming pool at these events, but not this year. Yes, there was a swimming pool when we first came here, but anyway. Now, thank you. Apparently the sight of me in Speedos turned them off and they filled it in concrete. So what can I say? Maybe I'll get the Speedos on for you a little bit later on. Thank you to Ian Lee, co-producer, for the support he gives and for the work that he's done to make sure, working on the weekend, working on the HBA restructuring with Grant, making sure that this ceremony goes well and making sure that I am in the right place at the right time. So Ian, thank you for your support, and I know this is your last year as well, so thank you. And to Mark and Alexis from Warwick, who I have to be nice to them because they could easily switch the microphones off, switch the lights off and go home. So thank you for the staging and the lighting and the sounds tonight. Thank you to our sponsors who are here. Our favourite sponsors are here as ever. So thank you to them. We'll see some of them on the stage tonight. Thank you also to Radio Grapevine, or Grapevine even, if I could say it, for the photos tonight. If you are a winner and you come up and have a photo, get a trophy, then please go to the back of the room behind the curtain and Radio Grapevine will take care of you. Hopefully take a photo as well. We'll see. Can I thank our guests as well, our special guests, certainly Norman, the Freeman of the Borough of Watford. Thank you for your kind words earlier and thank you for joining us this evening. And also Mavis, who is here as well. And in fact, we've got a little presentation, I believe, for Mavis. So can we bring those in? They're coming in the dark from the back of the room. Some nice flowers. A round of applause for Mavis as well. Fabulous. Thank you for coming and supporting us this evening. Thanks to our judges as well. Some of them are in the room. We'll have some on the stage later so you can throw things at them if you wish. We've had record entries for some of the categories this year. It gets harder and harder and harder every year for them to find the winners. So I know it's a cliche. I know we often say it. But if you are shortlisted, then honestly, you're winners already. And you should be very, very proud of what you've already achieved by getting shortlisted tonight. So again, a quick round of applause for our judges, please. That's great. Now, we've made one or two tweaks tonight. It's after your feedback. We take on board your comments and your feedback, so you might notice one or two little differences as the ceremony continues. But we just want you to have a really good night. Let's give away lots of trophies, and let's just celebrate what is great about hospital radio. So, for the next 6.5 hours, please settle in. As I've mentioned and you heard already, our fabulous patron, Sir Alan of Dedicote, will be leading us through the evening as ever. So, Alan, let's get things underway with a reminder of this year's categories.
Well, Sean, once again, we have 11 categories tonight celebrating all aspects of hospital radio. They are Best Station Promotion, Best Specialist Music Programme, Best Speech Package, Best Special Event, Best Newcomer, The Fundraiser of the Year, Best Programme with Multiple Presenters, Best Female Presenter of the Year, Best Male Presenter of the Year, the John Whitney Award, the HBA Station of the Year.
Thank you, Sir Alan. So, if you are nominated, please, if you're nominated, stay quiet. If you're not nominated, let's give the nominees a round of applause. Come on. Let's wish them well. As usual tonight, we'll be announcing the bronze, the silver, and the gold winners. If you are announced, as I say, come up on the stage, get your trophy, and then go to the back of the room and have a photo with Radio Grapevine. Dave will also, as part of the podcast that he's producing, the HBA podcast, which are very good, will try and grab a few words with you at some stage this evening as well. So please be nice to Dave. Thank you. Right, enough chatter. It's time, I think, we should give out our first award. Yeah? Are we ready to celebrate? Well, this side of the room is. Are we ready to celebrate over here? They're now louder than you. Are we all ready to celebrate? Good. Let's get on for our first category. It's the Best Station Promotion. It's sponsored by our friends at Smile Publication, recognising the technical ability and tireless work that lies behind on-air station promotions and programme trailers. Cheer on your station as they get a mention. I'm going to read you the nominees for Best Station Promotion. They are Baytrust Radio for the Brandon Chorley Show, CHBN sponsorship, you can cheer when you get your station main mentioned, Coventry Hospital Radio for the Lee Baker's Final Revival, Hospital Radio Chelmsford for the VIP Request Show, Hospital Radio Reading's Sainsbury Sunday Surprise, Nottingham Hospitals Radio, Best of British, Radio Broccoli, Thursday Live, Radio Glamorgan, the RG rugby team, Radio Harrow's on tour, and Radio Tyneside, Radio Time. Oh, come on, Tyneside. Now, a slight change this year following your feedback. We have your shortlist. We are now, like magic, going to show you who the judges feel are the top five from that shortlist. Ooh. They are. And we're now going to hear a little bit of our top five. Alan? Who are they?
Let's hear from the top five Best Station Promotion. Bay Trust Radio, The Brandon Chorley Show.
Mostly dry on Monday, a few sunny spells on Tuesday, wet and windy on Wednesday, becoming dry and bright on Thursday, cool on Friday.
Hospital Radio Chelmsford, the VIP request show.
You can call free of charge from your bedside entertainment system by picking up the phone and pressing the hospital radio button.
You can also call 01245 516450 from outside the hospital.
Hospital Radio Reading, the Sainsbury Sunday Surprise.
I'm Surprise Man from the planet Sainsbury's, here to deliver you a Sunday surprise. You too could be a winner. Just request a record on Hospital Radio during Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Talk to a ward visitor or call Star 800 from your bedside phone.
Ooh, Surprise Man.
Radio Broccoli, Thursday Live.
You're doing a great job. You're excellent distractors.
Radio Broccoli has been a great help through quite a few bad nights, especially this week.
The radio, it gives a little spark in the evenings, and I like to listen to people's requests.
Radio Tyneside, Radio Time.
At ward round time, and drug round time, at choir times, when the bedpans chime, it's always time for Radio Time with Radio Tyneside.
Local radio for our local hospitals, right there on your bedside entertainment system. Radio Tyneside.
Best Station Promotion.
Round of applause for our top five. Sounding great. Which three are taking a piece of glassware home with them, though, to announce the bronze, silver and gold winners of Best Station Promotion? Please welcome from Smile Publications someone who is always smiling. It's Tim Lloyd. How are we? Good.
A pleasure to be here. It's absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. We'll come a bit closer and reveal who has
Who's
won
the bronze.
Bronze.
Okay, here we go then. Bronze winner. Are we ready? Radio Broccoli!
The judges said this promo sounded very much on target, what a hospital radio station should be doing. A great use of different patients' voices, showing variety and a real understanding of what Thursday Live is all about. Come on up, come and get your trophy. Radio Broccoli, Bronze Station Promotion. Excellent, go get your photo taken in a moment. Tim will join you soon. Right, who is taking silver?
This is exciting. This is wonderful. I like this a lot. Here we go.
Silver. Hospital Radio Chelmsford! Oh, Matt Wade's coming to get it. As with Radio Broccoli, this was bang on target for Hospital Radio. Very informative, loved how the VIP stood for very important patients. Excellent is our one judge summed up the entry. Silver for Matt. And now, the gold. Who is taking station promotion for this year?
We need a drum roll.
Can we get a drum roll going? Radio Tyneside! That's what I could have done. One judge said, in a word, perfect. Succinct, said all that needed saying in a fun and creative manner. I'm sweating now after that little bit of dancing. Another judge said it's exactly how a promo should be. 2016 Station Promo of the Year, Radio Tyneside. And thank you, Tim, for your continued support. Right, on to our next category, the award for Best Specialist Music Programme in association with our friends at PPL. Hello.
Hiya.
This award...
Hiya.
This award recognises... She's been on the wine already. This award recognises the dedication to and the in-depth knowledge of specialist music programming. Here's your nominees. Hospital Radio Basingstoke, sound of the 50s. Hospital Radio Bedside, down hometown. HWD, the classic rock show. Inverness Hospital Radio, Sunday Cayley. Nottingham Hospitals Radio with the Country Store. Radio Broccoli with the Country Music Show. Radio Fox, it's that Soul and Motown show. Radio Tyneside, the Geordie Hour. Sunshine Radio Isle of Wight with Music in the Air. That's the short list, but who has made the top five? Oh! Alan, let's hear from them.
Sean here at the top five for Best Specialist Music Programme. Hospital Radio Basingstoke, sounds of the 50s.
Now, Charles Edward Anderson, who was better known, of course, as Chuck Berry, born in October 1926. Singer-songwriter with one of the pioneers of rock and roll music.
Inverness Hospital Radio, Sunday Cayley.
Wonderful music from Wayne Robertson and Davy Stewart on accordions and Malcolm Ross on drums. The tune was the Teddy Bear's Picnic. And congratulations to Wayne, who recently became a daddy. Oh, isn't that nice?
Nottingham Hospitals Radio, the Country Store.
Holly Spears is her name. I did wonder when I looked at that, because I know Britney Spears' sister is a country songwriter, but it isn't, actually. She's from West Virginia. She's been recording Christian music up until this year, and that is part of an 8-track EP that she's released called Boots and Bling.
Radio Tyneside, the Geordie Hour.
A bit of dialect poetry by Alan Wood. A corn fiddle is an old bit of farming machinery. It's a bit like a cross between bagpipes and a fiddle. And you hold a bag under your arm and you scatter the seed with what looks like a fiddle bow, going backwards and forwards. And presumably you make up poems like that while you're doing it.
Sunshine Radio, music in the air.
No, there's no need to turn your radio off because the transmissions have not ended. That was Ronald Binge's Sailing By, which used to mean that Radio 4 had finished for the day. But Sunshine Radio carries on.
Best Specialist Music Programme.
Good luck to all of them. Round of applause for your top five. To announce the winners in this category, please welcome no stranger to the ceremony from PPL, Lucy Cousins. There you go. Right. Now, are you sure?
I'm really sure.
You can dance.
Can you remember the year I almost stacked it on the dance floor?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, yeah. Now, this is Lucy's last award ceremony, isn't
Apparently.
It?
Apparently.
You won't be back.
Well, I don't know. I think I obviously said something last year to Grant that he's just holding on to.
So, who's replacing you?
There's this really handsome chap called Anthony who's just down here who will
give everyone a wave, Anthony. Next year, he'll be on stage announcing the bronze, silver and gold. Right, let's find out who wrong. We should get him to come and open one of these.
I don't know. I think that'd be fair. Also,
no,
I don't want to share.
It's your chance. Who's bronze?
So, the bronze award goes to Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Judges loved the style of presentation in this entry, thought the interviewers were well produced, well prepared, a real passion for the subject shone through. Bronze, Nottingham Hospitals Radio. Don't forget to get your photo in a minute. Silver. Who's got silver, Lucy?
Yeah, I don't think she liked being up here as much as
Aww,
I do.
We'll get her back up.
Yeah. Oh, I can't open the envelope now. So the silver award goes to Inverness Hospital Radio.
Coming up, right in the corner. One judge said I knew nothing about Scottish music, but thanks to Graham, and I'm guessing this is Graham. It's not Graham, but thank you to Graham anyway. After listening to the entry, I felt I'd learnt a lot more. It was informative, entertaining, hugely enjoyable. Silver, Inverness Hospital Radio. Drum roll then, drum roll. Who has got gold?
So the gold award for Best Specialist Music Programme goes to Radio Tyneside.
Silver. year's winners have done it again. One judge said they had to dig out their Geordie English phrasebook for this one, but they loved the entry. Fun, friendly, warm and engaging. As one judge put it, Gary Hogg was pure belter, which apparently is very good in Newcastle speak. Well done, Dave, and all the team at Radio Tyneside. Gold, specialist music. And thank you, Lucy, for all your support as well. Now, as usual at this point, we like to turn to the big screen for a video from the music world. We've just done Best Specialist Music. In the past, we've had Gabrielle, we've had Olly Murs, Lulu last year. This year, one of the biggest stars come out of The X Factor recently, even though she didn't win it. Please welcome Fleur East.
Hi, everybody. I hope you're having an amazing night in Watford. Sorry I can't be there with all of you, but I've heard about the amazing work that all of you do for Hospital Radio. Volunteering your time, you're so amazing. And everything that you do is crucial for lifting the spirits of everybody in the hospital. So thank you so much for all your work. And I know you don't do it for recognition, but it is really nice to get an award. And there's been some amazing nominations so far, but it is down to all of your hard work. So sending you lots of love and have a great night. Bye.
It's Fleur East. And a really bad logo board for Lynx FM. Who stuck him in front of that? Anyway, I was going to actually have my hair done that way, but there you go. Just shows, though, Fleur didn't win the X Factor and is now this huge star. So if you don't win tonight, you're still huge stars, yeah? We can't all be Radio Tyneside. That's what I'm saying. Right. Our next award is for the Best Speech Package, recognising excellence in speech-based programming or interviewing skills. Your nominees... CHBN, Mike Brown interviewing Philippa Lusty. Where are you? Coventry Hospital Radio for hypnotism. Hospital Radio Basingstoke there, Maria Miller MP interview. Hospital Radio Chelmsford, Eric Smart and John Barker. Hospital Radio Plymouth, Hot Mustards. Radio Broccoli, the RNOH Clinical Trials Day. Radio Red Hills, London to Brighton Veteran Car Run. Radio Tyneside, Dr. Finlay's Facebook. Radio Wexham, bullying not my problem, and Sunshine Hospital Radio Western Supermare for swooping in and saving lives. Your nominees, but who have the judges ruled as our top five? Oh, okay. Alan, let's hear them.
The top five best speech package. Radio Broccoli. Clinical Trials Day.
This is a Rex Bionics Rex exoskeleton, and it's originally developed as an assistive technology to help paraplegics stand up by themselves, and they're also looking into how it can be used in a rehabilitation sense as well.
Radio Redhill, the London to Brighton veteran car run.
I'm with Sir Steve Redgrave, and he's not carrying a bag, so he hasn't got all his awards with him. They're at home in the mantelpiece, I suppose.
But certainly too many of them to carry around with me. And the mantelpiece isn't big enough either. Is that showing off a bit?
No. I wish I could talk like that.
Radio Tyneside, Dr. Kinley's Facebook.
Dr. Kinley.
I am he.
Hiya, from the hospital radio.
You'll need to do your interview on the hoof, I'm afraid. Bedlam today in here. There's been a beanstalk disaster on the outskirts, I'm told.
I can come back, you know.
No, that's fine. I have my playlist worked out.
Are we going far?
Apparently you have a giant in a bad way. He's on awards 41, 42 and 43.
Radio Wexham. Bullying not my problem.
Have you ever put down somebody just for their work? Just to get a one-up over them? Have you ever humiliated someone just to get a few laughs at the expense of others? Have you ever pressured your friend into something they didn't want to do at all? Have you ever played the victim just to make the other person seem bad?
And Sunshine Hospital Radio, swooping in and saving lives.
I'm told my heart had failed 3 times all in all, and it was decided I needed critical care. And because of that, the air ambulance came. And... I wouldn't be here today without it.
Best Speech Package.
Round of applause for your 5 shortlisted top 5. Now, to announce the winners, we welcome one of our judges. He gave a session this morning as well, program manager of Compass FM, Richard Lyon.
Ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba-ooh-la-ba
yesterday. I've worked with Richard for about 20 years, but I didn't realise until yesterday he was the recipient of the very first HBA bursary to come to a conference. All those many, many years ago. And don't forget, the bursary is there, so tell other volunteers for future conferences. You know, do use the bursary, and you too could be Ginger. Right, let's open the bronze envelope.
He's my boss at work, so I can't say too much in reply. But over a drink at the bar, any secrets you need to know about this man, I'm your man. Doesn't take a lot of Jack Daniels Diet Coke, thank you. All right, best speech, bronze award to Sunshine Hospital Radio.
Well, the judges felt this was an interesting topic with a gripping interview with one patient, particularly as we heard in the clip there, saved by the air ambulance. A subject that will mean a lot, the judges felt, to many of those listening. Bronze, Sunshine Hospital Radio. Who has silver?
The envelopes are actually easier to open this year. Thanks. Always listen to feedback. Silver. Silver award goes to Radio Broccoli.
The judges said they enjoyed this entry, loving the variety, the ambition that went into preparing this piece. The descriptions were ideal, really bringing the event to life as well. Fabulous. Silver for Radio Broccoli. Right, let's find out who has won gold in Best Speech Package then. Drum roll again, come on, get the drum roll going.
Nope.
Thank you.
And the winner of the gold award is Radio Tyneside.
Radio Tyneside. Last year they actually won gold in this category as well. The judges felt this entry raised a smile, more than a smile, it made them laugh out loud. Comedy can be difficult, comedy in hospital particularly so, but this entry, the judges said, really hit the spot. Very entertaining, well thought out production. The best speech package, Radio Tyneside. And thank you to Richard Lyon as well. My office, 9 o'clock Monday morning. Thank you. Our next award is the Best Special Event Award, recognising a one-off programme event that doesn't form part of a station's day-to-day output. Your nominees, Alan announced them, of course, on January the 1st, if you're listening and watching on the HBA website, they are Apple FM, Taunton Flower Show, CHBN, Walk for Wards. Are you still in the room? Hospital Radio Basingstoke's Magna Carta Festival. Hospital Radio Chelmsford for their election 2015. Hospital Radio Plymouth for Dementia Awareness Week. Radio Glamorgan, Children's Hospital of Wales, Phase 2, official opening. Deep breath. Where are you, Glamorgan? Radio Harrow for the Colon Challenge. Radio Tyneside for the Great North Run. Ridgeway Radio's Christmas Day Special. And Winchester Hospital Radio for Hat Fair 2015. Let's see who's made the top five, shall we? Here's Alan with a few.
We're down to five, so let's hear them. In the best special event category, CHBN Walk for Wards.
I want to thank you all for coming. If you work in the hospital, thank you for coming. And a special thank you from all of us that work in the hospital. If you've come and you don't work with us, but you've come to support our charity, which we really, really appreciate, because we want to do more for our people that we serve in the hospital.
Radio Glamorgan, Phase 2 of the Children's Hospital of Wales, official opening.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Shedd. I'm the patron of the Noah's Ark Children's Hospital charity. Today we are here opening Phase 2 of the hospital. which might sound like it's like a boring thing, but actually phase two is the most incredible architectural, state-of-the-art, unbelievably brilliant facility.
Radio Harrow, the colon challenge.
I was diagnosed with a condition called gastroparesis and intestinal dysmotility 2 years ago, which basically means that I have a partial paralysis of my digestive tract, and as a result I'm unable to eat and drink to keep myself healthy, so I'm reliant on St Mark's and an intravenous pump to keep me alive, well and hydrated.
Radio Tyneside, the Great North Run 2015.
We are dressed as Umphalumpas,
which is a fantastic outfit. Have you been training in a similar outfit, you know, just to get ready for it?
No, the outfit turned up Wednesday night in a box. It was planned by Jackie.
And what was the idea sort of behind the outfit? Was it just to do something different?
We've never run in fancy dress before. Between us, we've won it about 30 times. And we've always joked that one year we'd do it in fancy dress. And so this year is that year.
And Winchester Hospital Radio, Hat Fair 2015.
It was founded in 1974, originally as a buskers festival. And the name Hat Fair comes from the tradition of buskers passing around the hat at the end of their performances to collect audiences' appreciation in the form of some generous contributions financially. So the hat isn't actually anything to do with millinery. It's all to do with supporting performers by throwing your money in after the end of a show.
Best special event.
Round of applause for your top five. I'm actually behind you in the back of the room. I thought I'd just come straight to table 20 and just hand it over. This is a Radio Tyneside tale. We don't need to open any envelopes. How are you lot feeling? You're winning everything. How are we, Tyneside? Happy? Good. How's the rest of us feeling about Radio Tyneside? Hey? Now, come on. You can have a listen to the entries. They'll all be on the HBA website soon, and you'll be able to see why they keep winning. But will they win in this one? To announce our winners, she did a fantastic presentation earlier. She has created all of this research absolutely fantastically. Please welcome Dr. Jenny Thomas.
There we go. Who's won bronze then?
So the bronze award goes to Radio Glamorgan.
Glamorgan won silver in this category last year. Now it's more glassware for the team. The judges said a great entry, nice mix of interviews. Tick the box big time for involving patients. One judge said if you're in hospital, you'd be chuffed you could be there at the launch of the new hospital. Bronze, Radio Glamorgan. Right, let's find out who's won silver.
Silver award goes to Radio Tyneside. We like to be on air, party your life. This is how
we like to live our life. Last year's Great North Run entry won them gold. This time it's silver. It's only fair they give others a chance, isn't it? The judges said from the very start of the entry, you can tell everyone involved is proud to cover an incredible event in Tyneside. They state their aim is to paint pictures, bring the fun and excitement of the run to their listeners. They certainly did that. Radio Tyneside gets silver.
Could have a recount.
Are you retiring now?
No, okay. Could have a recount.
We'll have a recount. You want a recount? Yeah. I did have to double check that, actually. Is it silver? Right, let's find out who's won gold. I can tell you it's not Radio Tyneside. Celebrations from table four, Jason and the two marks celebrating gold. The judges loved how the hospital connection was there in this piece. They enjoyed the interviews with people with an illness and staff as well, explaining why it was so important to take part in this event. One judge said this is an excellent example of how a hospital radio station can connect directly with its audience like no other station. Difficult topics, handled superbly. The special event gold, CHBN. And
Thank you again, Dr. Jenny Thomas, and thank you again for all the work on the research. It's absolutely fantastic. Right, let's move on, shall we? Yes, let's go back to the big screen. We have another musical icon, if you're of a certain age, and ladies of a certain age, currently making a bit of a comeback, actually. He was big in the 80s. Let's meet Rick Astley. Remember him?
Hello, Watford. I'm Rick Astley. Sounds like you're having a fantastic, fun weekend out there. I just wanted to say a very big thank you to all the volunteers involved in hospital radio right across the UK. You do an absolutely fantastic job. You're doing great work, helping bring comfort to the patients and also uniting the wider hospital community. Well done if you're a winner, although just being nominated is a prize in itself. Enjoy the rest of the evening and keep on entertaining all the wards. You're doing a fantastic job. Well done.
Astley! Okay. Let's find out who is this year's HBA Newcomer of the Year, sponsored by Broadcast Radio. Who's up for Newcomer? Where are you in the room? Come on, give yourself a cheer. Hey! This recognises the new talent that has recently emerged in hospital radio. The nominees: Alfie Reynolds from BHBS, Alistair McLaughlin, Inverness Hospital Radio, JD Van Zeel from City Beats, Katie Child from Radio Redhill, Lucy Hain from Watford Hospital Radio, Mark Creese from CHBN, Matt Richens, Radio Way, Natalie Collins from Hospital Radio Bedside, and Tom Kearns from Radio Glamorgan. Who, though, makes the top five? Let's hear the new talent emerging, Alan.
Here we go, then. Five brilliant Best Newcomer nominees. Alistair McLaughlin, Inverness Hospital Radio.
So there you go. Fabulous sound of Gary Clark Jr. then, and Oh Pretty Woman. And we are also joined in the studio by Abraham. How are you?
I'm all right.
He's a bit nervous, aren't you? Is this your first time on the radio?
Yes.
Yes, excellent. And how old are you?
8 years old.
8 years old. I don't even remember being 8 years old.
Katie Child, Radio Redhill.
You want a ticket, lovely young lady?
Yes, please.
There's a fourpenny one for you.
Thank you. Hello, is it Glyn?
Glyn, yes.
Hello, you're a bus conductor here, aren't you?
I'm your bus conductor today.
What's it like being a bus conductor?
Very interesting meeting the public and talking to the public.
Lucy Hain, Watford Hospital Radio.
I've got lots of, interesting, should I say, facts to discuss later on in the show. If you want to join in with the discussion.
I did hear something about edible nail varnish.
Yes, edible nail varnish. Okay. It does exist. Mm. It does exist. And I will be talking about it very shortly. And I have had two requests in already.
Mark Creese, CHBN.
Charlotte Soul. Good evening. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Good. Is this good fun coming into a radio station?
Yes.
You've done this before because you're so relaxed, yeah? You've been on the radio before loads of times?
No.
You're joking me. Is this your first time? This is amazing because I can see you sitting there that you're completely in control.
Natalie Collins, Hospital Radio Bedside.
That was Bob the Builder, Can We Fix It? That was for Preston on the Bearwood Ward. Now, if you're talking about a broken bone, if anyone there's broken a bone, now, that's definitely fixable. I've broken a bone before, and it just takes time, trust me. You just got to look after it. That's all you've got to do. Just look after it, and in time, it will heal.
Best Newcomer.
Please. Now, to announce the winners from Broadcast Radio, please welcome Liam Burke. Yes, fine, thank you. I'm very hot under these lights. I'm sweating. All right, I'm going to lose some weight. Anyway, announce who is bronze tonight.
Okay, yeah. So we're really delighted to be sponsoring this award as newcomers ourselves, Broadcast Radio.
Yes.
Although, you know, some of you might know my previous employer. Okay, so the bronze award winner is Alistair McLaughlin from Inverness Hospital Radio.
A great and relevant listen is how one judge summed up this entry. Another said they loved Alistair's warm and friendly presentational style. Bronze, Alistair, well done.
find out who takes silver. Okay, so silver newcomer of the year is Katie Child, Radio Red Hill. The judges love Katie's manner with her interviewees. That word warmth is again mentioned. One said she loved her nice, soothing presentation style, a joy to listen to. Katie Child, Radio Red Hill. Who's got gold?
What if your phone rings, Sean?
If my phone rings, I'm expecting a very important call. Okay, a lot of tension here. So the newcomer of the year is Radio Tyneside. No, I mean Natalie Collins. We could have had it back. Happy birthday, Natalie, as well. We sang happy birthday to her earlier. What a birthday present. The judges described Natalie as a strong, confident, natural presenter who engaged brilliantly with her listeners. They enjoyed her strong, youthful, yet inclusive style and thought she was a deserved winner of gold. Your best newcomer, Hospital Radio Bedside, Natalie Collins. And thank you, Liam, for Broadcast Radio, for all your support over many years, even though it's a different name and a new business now. Thank you for supporting us as well. Right, on to our next award then. Time to find out who is this year's fundraiser of the year. Hospital Radio, of course, relies on fundraising, keeping the stations on air, and this award seeks to showcase that someone that's made a significant achievement in fundraising during the last 12 months. For this award, no nominations. It was tightly fought, though. I know the judges had a real battle. But to tell us more about the winner and to reveal the winner, please welcome from Free Radio, Joe Russell.
Rick Astley aged well. Yeah. He's well fit. Okay, listen, if you are one of the fundraisers for Hospital Radio, please give yourselves a round of applause, because if you think about going into town on a Saturday shopping and the amount of people who ask you for money for big, huge charities who already get millions and millions of pounds a year, they're still asking you for more money. So the job that you do is quite incredible, and to raise money for this is a real feat, so well done. Let me talk about this year's fundraiser of the year. She has... Oh, I've given a bit of a clue. Okay. this mystery person, man or woman, has only been with this mystery radio station for a couple of years, yet in time has proven to be a key asset in raising funds to keep the station on air. They are described as a breath of fresh air for the station. In the last year alone, have organised more events than ever before. This is fantastic. Many of which of these events have been organised from an actual hospital bed. So this deserves extra recognition. This mystery person, man or woman, has organised a 60-hour marathon broadcast. And despite being in intensive care herself, just weeks before the event, she was discharged on the morning of the broadcast, went straight to the studio to play her part, staying for around 40 of the 60 hours. On top of all these events, has also worked tirelessly. She's secured funding for special patient goodie bags, helped ease the patient's stay in hospital as well. A deserved win. Please, I'm sure you will agree. Our fundraiser of the year this year from Watford Hospital Radio is Chloe O'Chire. Yeah, the night is alive. You can feel the heartbeat. Let's just go with the flow. We've been working all week. Tomorrow doesn't matter when you're moving your feet. It's all about tonight. Yeah, we'll be dancing, singing, and climbing up on the tables. We'll be rocking this body. So tell the DJ, don't stop. Grab someone if you're single. Grab someone if you're not.
Thank you, Joe, and best fundraiser, Chloe O'Chire from Radio Watford.